This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The teenagers on Colorado's Youth Advisory Commission want state lawmakers to make schools more accessible and more climate friendly. Those are some of the proposals the panel settled on after researching a wide range of issues important to teens. Lawmakers who agree with their ideas could sponsor them as bills in next year's legislative session. The proposals also included more health literacy education in schools and expanding the distribution of naloxone to prevent more overdoses. More than 80 Colorado delegates and alternates are in Chicago for the Democratic National Convention. That includes former Colorado Governor Roy Romer. He says the president's speech last night was bittersweet for many as Joe Biden passed the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris.
Much more hope now, much more hope. And there was too much negativity about Biden's age. We got rid of that, and now it's a more issue-oriented issue. I feel for Biden. I'm 96, so I understand the problem of age.
Many in Colorado's delegation spoke at morning meetings today, including Governor Jared Polis and U.S. Representative Joe Neguse. Tonight, former President Barack Obama is scheduled to speak. More reports of heat-related illnesses at the Pikes Peak Regional Air Show in Colorado Springs over the weekend after 100 people were treated on Saturday. Organizers say around 40 also required attention Sunday, including one who went to the hospital. 10 people needed to go to the hospital on Saturday. Organizers say the site saw temperatures in the low 100s throughout the weekend. This is CPR News.